Vermont has become the third state in the country and the first in the East to legalize physician-assisted suicide.
The Vermont state legislature passed a so-called Death with Dignity bill last week, and in so doing became the first state to approve such a measure through legislative efforts rather than through a voter referendum.
The bill was signed into law just moments ago by Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, and he joins us on the line from the state capital, Montpelier, now. Welcome back to Radio Boston, Governor Shumlin.
Hey, it's great to be on. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. First, tell us, what does this new law do? What does it allow?
Basically, what it does is it allows when you're terminally ill, most often in excruciating pain, it gives Vermonters the option with their physicians, takes two physicians to approve it, a request over a 15-day period, and their family members to determine how they spend their very last few days or weeks when they are dying.
Now, opponents of these kinds of laws worry that people might be experiencing a temporary disability like depression. They may be pushed to take this irreversible action. What safeguards does the law provide?
We basically copied the state of Oregon's law instead of reinventing the rule. And they had adopted a number of safeguards. Their bill has been in place for many, many years. It has never resulted in the kinds of concerns that you just heard, that you just outlined. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, it requires two physicians, separate physicians, to verify that obviously you are fully of sound mind, that you're terminally ill, that you're going to die. And all it really does is give you the medicine, if you're in excruciating pain, to hasten that death by a short period of time in order to die with less pain. So that's really the idea.
And I believe the person has to take the medicine themselves, right?
That's correct. Yeah. It can't be administered to you. So, mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of concerns about the bill. We had a very dignified Vermont-style debate about it. There are strongly held views on both sides of this issue, as you can imagine. But, you know, we tend to have town meeting style, very inclusive debates here, lots of respect for each other. And, you know, the consensus was that this was an option that made sense for Vermonters. And really, as has happened in Oregon, not that many folks have actually used it. But mm-hmm. I do think that it gives people some peace of mind that if they ever were in that terrible position, they would have this option.
Uh-huh. Now, Massachusetts voters recently rejected a referendum that would have allowed for physician-assisted suicide. Will people from Massachusetts or other states now be able to travel to Vermont and secure a doctor's help in committing suicide?
Well, you know, that's not something that is likely to happen, to be honest. You need to have two Vermont physicians. They can't just be from anywhere. So you'd have to be in the care of Vermont physicians in order to use this particular bill.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you've personally been a big supporter of the so-called Death with Dignity laws. Why? And I understand your own parents may have played a role.
Well, you know, this kind of issue is a deeply personal one, and I listened to the debate on both sides. When I think about this bill, as I sign the bill, you know, as an example, today is my dad's 88th birthday. Hmm. I'm the first governor from the state of Vermont. He was actually born and raised here in about 50 years, and so my folks live here, and they're growing older. And, you know, what they said to me, my mom came and visited me recently because she wanted to sort of see what governors do in a day. She left early, by the way. She got tired.
I couldn't take it.
But, you know, what she her first question to me when she got here was, you know, is that end-of-life choices bill going to pass? And I said, why, Mom? And she said, well, she said, you know, you'll think about this more when you grow older, but, you know, we are going to die. And we all hope we won't get a debilitating disease that is long and drawn out and that you're in awful, awful pain. But I've had friends that have gone through that, and it would just give me peace of mind to know I lived in a state that had it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of, you know, for me, that told the story. I mean, here was my mom looking at me saying, hey, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to use it. I hope I'm never in that position, but I'm going to rest better, grow older with more peace of mind knowing that I could.
Mm-hmm. And more broadly speaking, the passage of this law was the culmination of a dozen years of effort by advocates in Vermont. What do you think ultimately made the difference, persuaded the legislature?
I think that much like other issues of this nature that are really a vote of conscience, the people who, like my mom and dad, who want to live in a state where they know they have this option, even though they never want to use it, they really organized, talked to people, had you know, kitchen table conversations with friends and neighbors. And, you know, the result is that it's moved from being an unpopular idea in Vermont to a popular one. The majority now supports it. We don't have a referendum form of government here, but if it had gone to referendum, polls indicate that it would have passed overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm. And I just think the grassroots convinced their friends and neighbors, you know, this isn't what the people who fear this bill tell you. It can't be abused. It's not meant to get rid of us early. It's meant to be here as an option. If you're of sound mind in extraordinary pain, you get to choose how you spend your last few days of life. And that's really the spirit of the bill.
Got it. Thank you, Governor. Peter Sumlin is governor of the state of Vermont, which today became the third state to allow physician-assisted suicide.
And stay with us. Up next, robots that walk, fly, and spy coming to a neighborhood near you. Are you ready? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg. This is Radio Boston.